Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scott Braun from MLB Network. Scott, how are you, man? Thanks so much for joining us.
Adam and Dustin, great to talk to you both. I'm doing very well, and I will be at the Phillies ballpark, Citizens Bank Park, tomorrow, so I'm very excited about it. I'm getting my stuff together at the office right now.
You know, speaking of the Phillies, well, first of all, a couple things based on what you said there. I know you guys are doing tomorrow MLB Tonight team workout special presented by Camping World. Coverage of the first day of full baseball activities workouts beginning at 11 o'clock on MLB Network, and you'll be on your Instagram at Scott Braun. And you mentioned the Phillies, so two things off of that. One, I'm so desperate for sports that, I mean, I would probably watch this anyway, but now I'm even more locked in because I'm dying to see some even practice baseball on the field. But number two, the Phillies may be the first example here, Scott, of guys going on the DL for COVID without anybody saying it's COVID. I mean, because that appears what the case is with the Phillies today. Your thoughts on both those things?
Yeah, so I'll start with the second part. Yeah. Joe Girardi is going to speak in about 30 minutes on a conference call with some of the reporters that will be there tomorrow. So I'll hop on there and get more information. I'm sure that's going to be the first question for him. Yeah, I saw what you're talking about. There's players that pop up on the injured list in the past 24 hours, including some big names for Philadelphia, like their closer Hector Neris, Scott Kingery, a big part, and a starting infielder this year for the team, among others. So, yeah, I think it's going to be weird to kind of see players pop up, and if you don't get a description of the injury, I think the best way to answer it will be first examples in 30 minutes when Joe Girardi gives us an answer on how he wants to address the injured list there. And what was the first question? I'm already forgetting.
Yeah, it's just about your broadcast tomorrow and just people so desperate for sports. I just want to watch players practice.
Seriously, that's exactly what many people are saying across the sport right now. I just want to see, for example, and we showed it yesterday on MLB Tonight, Bryce Harper in the cage taking swings. I mean, that's where we can utilize those ballpark cameras that we have in there. So anytime there's workouts going on, we're going to have the footage for you. So I'm with you. I'm excited to just be a part of, you know, it's really history being in a ballpark where it's suddenly summer camp for players and they're all in there and seeing how everything plays out and obviously going through all the protocols and seeing who looks good. But yeah, I just want to sit in a section that's empty in some seats and just watch the guys take BP for a few hours.
You know, based off your comments, I'm sure you're excited about the season coming back. Of course, it is just 60 games. What are your thoughts on that? Is it you know, going to feel like a real season, or is it going to feel different?
Of course, it's going to feel different. I think for me, what immediately pops up with 60 games is the fact that you give every team a much higher chance. And I'm talking about the middle and even towards the bottom. Those teams a much higher chance of becoming playoff teams and surprising you. I mean, even actually MLB was putting it out on their social media today, the playoff probabilities, which obviously nothing's perfect science here, but just your percentage chance of making the postseason. And you're even seeing teams that you would never even think about in the past that had, like, I don't know, 1% chance. And I don't know the exact numbers. I'd have to go back and look, but say for a team like the Marlins or the Royals, and now suddenly it's like their chance is 8%, 10%. So you just think about teams that are really on the rebuilding phase and then move yourself up. And you look at the Central with Cleveland and Minnesota and the White Sox as, you know, kind of the, maybe, I mean, you wouldn't call them a sleeper team heading into the year, but the team that could emerge as a third contender in the division. I give their chances. I up their chances significantly now based on the fact that they have young pitching. And so you would worry about some of that young pitching fading at the end of the season. Probably won't be the case. It's just, it's a lot more, you know, tournament atmosphere when it's that short. Although you definitely can see some teams pop up and emerge like the powerhouse, Yankees, Dodgers, et cetera. I do think there are teams that can make a crazy run. Like the Phillies, perfect example. I'm going to Phillies camp tomorrow. They haven't made the playoffs since 2011, but if you went off last year, they would have been in the playoffs after 60 games. So that's what's going to happen. You're going to get some hot teams, and I think a lot of it's going to be based on how the pitching looks, pitching depth, and then the teams that I think will have a better shot than they would on a longer season are the teams that have young pitching that would probably not last as effectively for an entire season. The Padres definitely come to mind with that equation as well.
Right. Scott, what do you think about the Indians in the shortened season?
Well, first off, so here's the good news for some of the teams, like Cleveland, dealing with injuries. Mike Clevenger's back. I mean, obviously we'll see how everybody looks when they have their first official workouts and we get more footage of everyone. But, you know, injuries, there were some teams that were pretty healthy when we shut things down, and then there were some teams that were dealing with injuries that with Cleveland, you said, for example, like, wow, even just losing Clevenger for a portion of the season is really going to hurt. Well, he's back and okay. I mean, Oscar Mercado, some of those injuries that they had at the beginning of the year. So, I mean, this is going to be by far the most difficult season for us to predict in terms of results, but I think it's pretty clear cut that even though maybe Minnesota had a bit of an edge heading into the season, I think when you look at the starting staff that Cleveland has, and I would say, especially on the Cleveland, and I know some teams have talked about a six-man rotation. If I'm an Indians fan, I definitely prefer to go with the five-man rotation just because I want to get an extra start or two out of my big boys. So Carrasco, also who was dealing with the injury and now should be fine as far as I know, using Clevenger as much as possible. So I think that approach will really help a team like this if they are not feeling as deep and they weren't as healthy in spring training. So I'd put Cleveland pretty much in the same realm as Chicago and Minnesota really at this point. I think that's a pretty clear-cut three-team race. And here's the other layer to think about. 60 games, okay? 40 games against your division. The Central is by far the weakest division in Major League Baseball, and that will be by far a bigger factor, I think, as well. While, yes, I just talked about teams like Kansas City having a better chance of making the playoffs, if I'm Cleveland, I'd still rather play Kansas City, Detroit, et cetera, during my season and for a chunk of the season. So that will put them, along with Minnesota and Chicago, into more of a wild card picture in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you think, you know, the Indians will play 20 games against Detroit and Kansas City and then either another three or four against Pittsburgh. And so that's, you know, more than 40% of your schedule, and certainly it is 40 against Detroit and Kansas City. And I agree with you. The shortened season gives some teams a better chance. I would still say the Tigers and Royals are probably two of maybe five or six teams that would stun you if they made the playoffs. But I think the 60 games, and I don't know about you, Scott, I wasn't as high on the White Sox this year as other people were, but I think the 60 games changes all that for me. I think they're much more likely to be a playoff team this year with 60 games than 162.
Oh, 100%. I think this gives them much more of an edge to surprise people. I mean, even you look at some of the players that will have not been have played a full season, like a Luis Roberts is going to come up on day one, and whether it's day one or soon after the beginning of the season, someone like Nick Madrigal also is going to be a big part of the White Sox offense. Even with position players, you'd be like, how are they going to look for a full 162? Like, it's just not the case. So who's going to be hot at the get-go? I think also a lot of this is, what were they doing during the downtime? I mean, I just read a great story today from Brittany Giroli in The Athletic about like this little scrimmage league situation that was going on down in Florida with Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Paul Goldschmidt, and many others. And they're talking about how they had really great experience and that they will, in their mind, be able to be closer to midseason form when things begin. So I think that's something to keep in mind as well, and that's just the big X factor. We don't know which teams and which players specifically are going to look that way. But, yeah, I think as far as the Central is concerned, I definitely look at – I mean, this is why I'm giving you examples like this. Michael Kopech coming back from Tommy John surgery, he wasn't going to be ready to start the season. I don't know what his exact status is at this point, but I would think he if he isn't ready, he's close to ready. And you don't have to worry with all these guys about innings limits, like the young ones too, right? So where you're looking at pitchers, especially nowadays, and saying, okay, well, he can, you know, last year he pitched X amount of innings. This year we can up it by 20%. Like, most of those conversations aren't going to really matter. It's going to be more of a question of, hey, how much can we get out of this guy without, you know, overworking him because he was shut down for so long, you know? So, yeah, that's it's really a crapshoot.
What's your best guess, Scott, as to, like, because nobody has any answers. Like, it, at this point, it's silly to ask, are they going to make it through the season? Are they going to start? Like, we have no idea. It's all a guessing game. But I think a reasonable question is, in my mind, I have looked at sports, and I know some people think they're going to get shut down, and I'm convinced that the only way professional sports are going to shut down at this point is if, you know, there was a federal mandate to shut it down, which we know is not going to happen, or if a player, God forbid, died, and which is probably unlikely from the virus. I think even if the numbers continue to spike, even if a lot of players get it, I still think they're going to push through. Do you buy that?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm definitely not the health expert on this topic, so I haven't thought a ton about, you know, what would and wouldn't hold back a season. And I do think, like, when I look back to some of the quotes that are being given even by health experts, like, we don't set the timetable. Like, the virus sets the timetable. So, obviously, yeah, I mean, if things hit a certain point, like, I don't know. Like, and I don't like to, especially when it comes to health. Like, I'm not trying to put a number to anything either.
I hear
like,
you.
It just depends on the situation, right? Like, if someone's trying to say, well, you know, what if a certain number of players test positive? Like, is there a number threshold? Like, I don't think that anyone's going to look at it that way. I don't have much else to offer besides just taking it on a case-by-case basis and seeing how things play out as the season goes along. And really, I think the first step is for me tomorrow, just seeing, like, how things look, how players – I think a lot of it just comes down to discipline, too. Like, that's the biggest thing for me is is every player going to be disciplined in the way that, you know, like, I don't want to see, you know, players obviously – high fives, hugs, et cetera. Like, these things are all real. We've seen how effective masks can be. That's no secret. I'll have mine on, hopefully with an MLB Network logo on top. So nice. I think a lot of that will kind of help to tell the story. As far as, like, results and what you're talking about, like, kind of coming up with scenarios, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't have much else to offer. It's too tough to tell, at least for now.
What are your thoughts on the runner on second base in the extra innings?
Oh, here we go. See, here I have thoughts. I love it. I called the World Baseball Classic the last one that we had, and called a good portion of it in the Miami area at Marlins Park. First of all, I loved it, the actual classic itself. But this component, I mean, works in two ways. Number one, for this season where – and I know there aren't a million, you know, 18-inning games, but this is a season where you really want to avoid anything like that based on a number of circumstances. So to be able to end the games quicker but still in a fun and effective way, it works for sure. Like, it ends games quicker. There was a great stat out there about how it was almost like the game would end almost twice as quickly in extras, where you get to that first extra inning, you put the man on second, and the game ends, I think, in the minor leagues for the two prior seasons, it was like 40-something percent of the time, and that jumped to 70-something percent of the time in the 2 years that they were using this rule. It's fun. I'm not the guy that doesn't want to see anything change ever. Like, we evolve. Everyone should evolve, and that includes rules. I know this one's more out there than some others, but I think it's a really enjoyable experience, and you start to see guys wear down and take bad swings and extras. This adds a different layer of strategy. And I just, my advice to everyone would be, don't hate it until you see it play out for a decent amount of time and see how you like it. Because, I mean, did we not, we've had conversations, 10, 12 years ago about people mad about replay. Any rule that ever gets changed, like, there's going to be dissension. So I saw it play out live in person. I saw the ballpark love it too. And I really enjoy it. And this is the perfect season to try it out. This is not, no one announced that this is a permanent move. It's just great to be able to see this for a 60-game season where it really makes sense to do this. And then let's see how the crowd reacts to it.
I hear you. I don't like it, but I'm fine with it for this year. I felt the same way about the potential of expanding the playoffs. Although I got to tell you, Scott, hearing the commissioner say, you know, I don't want to get into the labor stuff because we'll move on from it. But the idea of 16 teams in the playoffs, to me, I understand it's a moneymaker for the owners. I think it's terrible for baseball because it totally waters down the regular season. And then we become just like basketball where, you know, by the last month of the season, nobody cares about the games. We're just like, when is this going to be over so the playoffs start? I would have been fine with it for this year, and I'm okay with going to 6 playoff teams. I think that's a good number per league. I think 8 is terrible, really bad for the game long term. What say you?
Okay, so yeah, I'm definitely in favor of expanding the postseason to involve more teams, because I can counter your point of, oh yeah, we're just waiting at the end for who's in, but we're also going to involve many other fan bases that might be looking towards the end of the season and saying, well, we just don't have a realistic shot of making it anymore. So the real key is, can we find the sweet spot? Where
6
is the spot that, and that's why, yes, I agree with you. If we up it a little, I think we definitely can up it. I don't think we're at the sweet spot yet. So it's just figuring out what that sweet spot is, where we don't go, you know what, now we're getting, like you said, now we're getting to a point where it just doesn't really matter. Also, can we make those games matter in different ways where obviously I do enjoy, like I know many players even have said when they're on a wild card team and now they're suddenly playing one game to get in, and I'm going, well, you should have won the division. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, you win the division, right, then you earn the right to have that full series. So if we can make things like that important for teams that are already in as well, to make sure that, you know, however the format gets laid out going forward. Obviously right now we're just doing it traditionally, but I know like people have, you know, talked about it. And like you said, so I'm at least in favor of what you're talking about, upping it to 6, but I'm not opposed to 8. It would have been nice to see how it played out this year, but
yeah,
I do want to see it expanded. I don't think we're at that spot yet. There's still too many fans that I think would look at the end of the season, also even the trade deadline, and be like, oh, you know, our team's just too far out of it. So, and look, we expanded it last time, and so far I think it's been a big success.
That is correct. Yes, I think 6 is the sweet spot. We shall see. Scott, last thing. If you were a contestant in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, how many hot dogs would you be able to eat?
Oh, man. I don't know where this question comes from, but I'm definitely one of the worst people to ask this to based on, first off, I have, like, dietary issues. I'm allergic to a number of things. So, not the hot dog itself, but I'd have to have the, you know, I got the celiac stuff going on, so I'd have to have the gluten-free bun. So, I'd be a piece of work. I will say, I work out pretty hard. I eat a lot of food. It's just that hot dogs wouldn't be the preference. Like, if we could come up with some type of contest where, you know, like maybe it's like cauliflower pizza or something like I made last night, maybe I could scarf that down and be pretty competitive.
That
but
can't be
dogs,
good, Scott.
I don't even know if I can do one and not get sick.
Scott, cauliflower pizza, that can't be good, can it?
Have you seen Scott's abs? Look at Scott's abs. And
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying it's not good for him. I'm just saying it can't taste good.
I would say, based on my allergies, there have been some significant progress in the alternate food option space, like that, like gluten-free pizza crust, stuff like that, where it's gotten significantly better across the board because there's just the allergy rates have skyrocketed as well with young kids. So I'm kind of feeding off of that. So just give it a shot, and if we're ever together, I'll show you some good spots in New York
City. Especially in New York, that you can find all that stuff. All right, catch Scott tomorrow on the MLB Tonight Team Workout Special presented by Camping World. Coverage of the first day of full baseball activities and workouts begin at 11 a.m. on MLB Network. I know I'll be watching. And Scott will also provide inside access on his Instagram at Scott Braun, B-R-A-U-N. Thanks, Scott. We appreciate the time.
Guys, great talking baseball with you. Good to be back. Talk soon.
You too.
Thanks,
Scott Braun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.